Hello and welcome to the newest episode of GameScore on RiotRadio.ca and all our other affiliations. My name's Eldon Atkin. We are doing a long-awaited episode of one of my favorite games ever, Terraria. Now, at the start of the song, or start of the topic, I guess, you heard two songs, both about a minute 30, the first one being the original title track of Terraria. It was originally released in 2011. It's a very, very old game, one that I still love to this day. And the new track, which was The Journey Begins, is kind of like the new age, kind of the cooler older brother, I guess younger brother. But that was our first two tracks. So Terraria, if you're not familiar, is classified as a 2D sandbox game. We talked about Minecraft before. Minecraft is a 3D sandbox, but Terraria is a 2D. And taken directly from the official Terraria website, it says, dig, fight, explore, and build. Nothing is impossible in this action-packed adventure game. The world is your canvas, and the ground itself is your paint. Which, you know, couldn't be farther from... It is very true. If you ever play Terraria, it's a fantastic game. It's like a 2D side scroller, but you can dig, build, make homes, do all kinds of stuff, battle bosses, have parties. Like, you can do everything. It's incredible. They've really given like some TLC over the years to this game, and not even DLC, but just given it out as here's the game, take it. From the website, it says, the very world's at your fingertips as you fight for survival, fortune, and glory. Delve deep into cavernous expanses, seek out even greater foes to test your mettle in combat, or construct your own city in the world of Terraria. The choice is yours. Blending elements of classic action games with the freedom of sandbox-style creativity, Terraria is a unique gaming experience where both the journey and the destination are as unique as the players themselves. Which, honestly, is an amazing way to say it. I mean, who else could really say what Terraria is aside from the people who made it? It was made and developed by Relogic, which also did all the music. Technically, they had a guy who was listed, but it just says by Relogic, so I'm kind of just going with that on who they are. We have a lot of songs today because I think they are all fantastic. And if you played Terraria, they're going to hit a nostalgia. They're going to hit... It's through the years. If you go to iTunes or any, like, even on like the OST on YouTube, they're broken up into four tracks. Track one is kind of the original year. Track two, I think, is from like 2014, 2013. Track three is around 2015, 2016. And the last track was released in 2019, I believe. So there's a lot of tracks to go through. It's a lot of fun. And we're going to hop over to that now. So we are going to play, and I have three songs here because they're kind of shorter and I would prefer them to actually just play and talk for themselves. So we're going to play the overworld theme, Day, The Corruption, and The Ocean by Relogic right here on GameScore, live from the Media Hub, only on RiotRadio.ca. Thank you. Hello and welcome back to GameScore, only on RiotRadio.ca and all of our other affiliations, live from the Media Hub. My name is Elton Atkin, if you didn't catch that originally, and we are talking all things Terraria today. So, we just heard three amazing songs, Overworld Day theme, if you want to call it that, it's up to you, the Corruption theme, and the Ocean theme. Now, I got to get started with Corruption. When I first got into Terraria, I originally had it for the, I think my Windows computer or laptop when I was probably 16. And it came out shortly thereafter for Xbox. And I got it for Xbox, and it was a very different game. Still very similar, but very different game. And we were playing it, my friend and I. His name is Jake. And Jake and I got stuck in the Corruption for an entire night. And it was a blood moon. We couldn't get out. We just had to go back to back and just swing swords. And for a 2D side-scroller game, it really didn't feel like an intense moment. But man, it was, looking back, it was pretty funny. So we've had a lot of fun with it. I've had, over the years, since 2011 is when it came out, and I got it originally when it first came out, I have put in lots of time into this game. One of my favorite games to play, computer, and I even have it for my Xbox. I bought it for the Xbox One recently, not that I really wanted it, but I thought, why not? Amazing. And that's about the music so far. So the Overworld Day theme has a very like light air to it. It feels very kind of just enjoyable in the sense that you are just there. The Corruption theme sounds wrong. It sounds a little kind of dark, dingy, like you shouldn't be there, like something's wrong with it. And then the Ocean theme is just kind of light and fun. The Ocean theme is very tropical in the sense where, like, I know it's only like a 16-bit or 32-bit song, but it feels really nice. Going back to the title screen and The Journey Begins, they both sound like the start of something, and that's what the reason behind it is. It makes you want to realize and kind of look at what is included in the game. And I think the really nice thing about, as I said, the volumes 1 through 4, they've put out more and more and more over the years, and it's a lot of fun. Originally, they had talked about doing a Terraria 2, or one called Terraria Other Worlds, which I believe was supposed to be like a tower defense game, which they both scrapped, unfortunately. But we got lucky with Journey's End. And Journey's End was kind of the end-all, be-all of updates. They even support mods as well. So Relogic has done a fantastic job with this game. It's been around for 13 years. Or, sorry, 12 years, I guess. And I don't think it's going anywhere, anytime anywhere fast. Online, it's got not even mixed reviews. It's got a solid 8-point-something across the board. If it's 100, it's 83. If it's 10, it's 8.3. Across the board, IGN, all these big people that kind of rate games, I think it's a 10 out of 10. I love it. From day one, I've been with it, and it's changed so much. And it's the memories, as we talked about from Minecraft. If you haven't seen the Minecraft episode, I recommend watching it. It's definitely worth it. But I could go on all day about the music, but I think we should talk about, I guess the music should talk about itself. So we have three songs coming up, and honestly, I think there's three of my favorites. The Dungeon one, which was kind of revamped, I think it was on volume 2 or 3. We have the Dungeon theme, we have the Underground Jungle theme, and the Martian Madness theme. So Martian Madness, I'll talk about it after we go for the break, one of my favorites as well. So we're going to play those songs. They're all by Relogic, and you are watching GameScore live from the Media Hub, only on RiotRadio.ca. Thank you. Hello and welcome back to GameScore, only on RiotRadio.ca and all of our other affiliations. My name is Eldon Atkin, and we are finishing up our episode on Terraria. So, in case you missed it, we've been playing music for the last about 20 minutes, all about Terraria and what that game kind of is and what it brings to the table. Now, before we leave, I gotta talk about Terraria, because when I first got into it, you know, there was a hard mode, there was a post-game, and it was really difficult, so I never actually wanted to get into the post game, or I would get into the post game and then just leave and then make a different world because the wyverns would always kill me, and I'd get really upset because the wyverns would kill you and you drop money, so then you can't buy things, and with no money then you can't do stuff. It was not the best. We did just play Dungeon, Underground Jungle, and Martian Madness. Now, of all of these amazing songs, Dungeon is by far my favorite. Dungeon is full of skeletons. And it almost sounds like the skeletons are like walking, falling, hitting things. It feels kind of like almost like bone on stone kind of stuff. And it feels, and in my opinion, I love the music. Then we have Underground Jungle. And Underground Jungle is hilarious because the underground theme used to kind of be locked into just one thing. And then they added Underground Jungle, and probably one of my favorites for that area. I spent a lot of time in the jungle. You have to in the game, unfortunately. And then Martian Madness is the last one. And Martian Madness is awesome. The Martian waves, I think, are probably my favorite. And Martian Madness is just a lot of fun to fight the Martians and fight all these aliens. And when they first ported all this over to the Xbox and the new versions, there was a lot of glitches. So you could go to the dungeon. You could get in the dungeon before you should. You can get into the underground jungle dungeon, I guess the temple before you should. Martian Madness could happen before Plantera, which is a big boss. So there was a lot of things that happened on the Xbox that shouldn't have happened that were pretty fun. But yeah, it's a fantastic game. I have so many memories of the game. I hope if you're watching this and you have seen Terraria that you have memories of this as well. ReLogic did an amazing job in the soundtrack. The soundtrack is one of those soundtracks where you can sit down and listen to it and really enjoy. And my big confession to make is when I first started playing Terraria, I never actually played it with volume. I had my own soundtrack of like EDM from like the early 2012s that I would play. So I have a lot of songs that me and my buddy still listen to and think, wow, we played Terraria to this like way back in the day. And I'm happy they upgraded the music, because there's nothing wrong with the music originally. It just wasn't nearly as upbeat and as good as it is now. So I'm happy they kind of upgraded and went with that. Now, the last song of today is, I guess technically you could call it the very last song you should hear in Terraria. So they added in the Moon Lord, who's basically Cthulhu, if you ever met Cthulhu, big tentacle guy, blah, 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 blah. Sort of like Davy Jones, but from the moon. And Cthulhu, as you go through the game, and there's like a kind of a story to it, as you go through it and you fight Cthulhu, you end up fighting the Moon Lord. And it's a very epic battle. It's a very enjoyable battle. And it will be the final song for today. So with that being said, we are going to play the Moon Lord theme. You've been watching GameScore, only on RiotRadio.ca and all of our other affiliations, live from the Media Hub. And here is Moon Lord.